Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Hallelujah. Mokunene ke shekerididi okunene. Aneneke shekerididi okoshe. We honor your holy presence this morning as never before. We come to give you all the glory. We come to give you all the praise. We give you a hand clap of praise. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing up and blessing your people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing up and covering us with your blood. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, oh, Jesus, that you gave your life so we could have abundant life. You laid it down. You made sure, oh, God, that you came down from heaven in the name of Jesus so we could have life and life more abundantly and so we could have a life with you in eternity, oh God. And Father, I thank you when the angels say, hallelujah, we adore you, oh God. And Father, we say with the angels, we adore you, oh God. We bless you this morning, oh God. In Jesus' name. We come to adore you and to bless you, oh God, as never before. We bless you, Father. We honor you today. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Father, we thank you that we are redeemed from every curse through the blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for your mighty plan that you put in action in the name of Jesus. You laid down your life so that we could have abundant life. You gave it up, oh God. You stepped down off of your throne in glory, and you came as a man. But I thank you that you never sinned. You didn't never sin in your thoughts or in your actions, oh God. But you rebuked the enemy every time he came to you when he said, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And you said, you say it in the name of Jesus. Even when he promised to give you everything you already had, you rebuked him again, oh God. So, Father God, we come today to rebuke the enemy, oh God, who would say to us, serve him. But we say that we serve the true and living Father. We serve you, oh God. We refuse to give credit to the enemy, oh God, because we know that it's because of you we woke up this morning. We know that it's because of you, oh God, not the alarm clock, not anybody in the household, but you called us back into life again after a night's sleep, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say, have your way today as never before. Have your way in our lives, oh God. Have your way, mighty God. You an awesome king. And Father God, we thank you that we are the seed of Abraham. And his blessings are ours. We choose blessings instead of curses, oh God. We choose life instead of death, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of sins of our ancestors. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses on both sides of our families back 60 generations. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of sickness and infirmity. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of confusion. and mental illness in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We say that you are Lord, you are King, you are Lord over our lives. We break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of wandering and vagabond in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses and negative words spoken against us by others and those in authority. And we bless them in Jesus' name. We break and release ourselves from all self-inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the name of Jesus. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And we have two great women of God and many people on the line with us this morning. I thank God for you all calling in and being with us. Be blessed of the Lord. Receive God's blessings today that's upon your life. You know he's loaded you up with those benefits already today. So all you got to do is just lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for gifts and benefits that he load upon you every day. You know he gives his servants good things, and no good thing will he withhold from you. Yeah, I'm talking to you on Bible Storyland. He said, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. Now, of course, you know we got to walk upright. We got to walk righteously before our King. He ain't going to just load it on us and we just decide that we're going to go for the devil today. Oh, no. We got to be his obedient servants. So on that note, we're going to call on Sister Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida, a mighty woman of God. She's going to bring forth a song. Today is Children's Day, and we're lifting up our children today. We're honoring our children. We're blessing our children today. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm feeling good this morning. I'm working.
Amen.
Okay. We're just the children for today. This little
Amen.
Light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, and I'm going to let it shine. Shine for you and I, I'm going to let it shine. Shine for you and I, and I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I'm a little hoarse today, Sister G, but I don't know what's
Amen.
Going on.
I tell you what, I thank God for you. That was beautiful. This little light of mine, you know we can't hide it under a bushel. If we're serving God, we got to let the world know. And we don't always have to say, praise God, thank you, Jesus. You know, that light on us is going to shine if we're looking like our Father. If we're spending time in the secret place, people are going to know by the Spirit of God that you belong to God. They're going to know it's something different, something peculiar about you. So don't worry if people say, you're kind of peculiar. Say, thank you, Jesus, that I'm peculiar like you, oh God. He's a peculiar God. You know, he said all of his ways are past finding out. We don't know some of his ways, but we won't know all of them. So, you know, some people will know certain things about us, but they won't know everything about us. But they'll know that we belong to the Most High God. They'll know that we've been spending time in the secret place. So let your light shine. Let this little light of ours shine. Shine. Let it shine. Let it shine for Jesus. You know those children are not afraid to let their light shine. They'll tell you. They'll sing for you. Say, come on, baby, sing. They ain't going to say, okay, sing. They'll sing, Jesus loves me. This I know. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. They are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They know. Children. He said, suffer little children. In other words, let them come unto him, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. They are part of the kingdom. So God don't want us to stop our children from coming to him at young ages. You know, I kept a 3 and a 1-year-old the other day. And I tell you what, their parents are sold out for the Lord. And this little girl, I said, come on, play with me, baby. And I started saying, you know that baby is 3 years old, but she can pray in her heavenly language. She's heard her mama and her daddy praying in their heavenly language, and she does too. Now, she can pray in English, but she can pray better in her heavenly language. I mean a 3-year-old. She is, oh, she loves Jesus. I had little Bibles here, and I gave them a little Bible. And I said, come on, we're going to sing the B-I-B-L-E. Now, they didn't know the song, but she and her little brother, they were singing as best they could. And they would hold up those little Bibles and say, come on, hold your Bible up. We're going to sing the B-I-B-L-E. And we sang, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You should have heard them. They're eager to do it. You know, on Sunday mornings or Wednesdays we go to church, and, you know, the praise and worship team be trying to get us to sing, and we're dragging. We act like, oh, we just came because we're supposed to. We didn't really come to praise God. We just came to be served. Oh, no, God don't want bench warmers. He wants us to get up and praise him, honor him, bless him. He only asks us, you know, to do, well, just barely do things. You know, he ain't asking us to go climb a mountain and praise him. He's not asking us to go kill a goat or a bullock. No, he just say, praise me, worship me, honor me. Now, the people in the Bible days, they had to go kill bulls and goats and sheep and all those things. But you know, today we just got to give our life as a living sacrifice. We got to live holy and righteous. And guess what? When we do that, it reflects on our children. Like those two I kept, the 3 and the 1-year-old. And that little girl, she could, her tongues are different than mine, but I tell you what, she could speak in her heavenly language. And she spoke it out, too, 3-year-old. So don't be afraid. Let your light shine. So on that note, we have another sister who is faithful to Bible Story Land from Houston, Texas. Jackie's from Jacksonville. And Karen is from Houston. How you doing this morning, Sister Karen?
I'm doing a wonderful. And I'm going to sing, I'm going to play the God is Army.
Okay, I'm in the army of the Lord.
I'm
Amen. You know, that's an awesome song. It says, I'm in the Lord's army. I may never march in the infantry. I may never ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery, but I'm in the Lord's army. I am in the Lord's army. I pray you in the army with me so we can watch each other's back so the enemy won't get us, won't take us as a casualty. We got the victory in Jesus. So I thank God that he allows us to be in his holy, righteous army. He chose us to be his soldiers, to be his end-time soldiers. You know, we got a war in the spirit in this day and time. We can't sit back and let the enemy just take everything away from us. No, no, we got to fight in the army of the Lord. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We are men and women of valor. We are courageous people. So I thank God for that song, Sister Kara. I tell you what, she got some fingers led by the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is our God. I thank God for Sister Jackie and Sister Karen. They are so faithful to Bible Storyland. I thank God for them. As I said, it is Children's Day today, and we are honoring our children. You know, our children are they're just precious. You know, sometimes, you know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, they get on my nerves. But how do they feel about you? Do you get on their nerves? You know, how are you treating them? That's how God is going to charge us. How did you treat your children? You know, I gave you a gift. Did you value that gift? And that gift is the children. Do you value the gift that God gave you? Or do you just take it for granted and say, get out my face. Go sit down somewhere. I'm sick of you. Be quiet. Look at TV. That's no way to talk to the children. We're not going to disrespect our children. We're going to show them that we love them. Now, I want to tell you all this morning, I have to go to a funeral, so we're going to get off around 9:30, not too long from now. But I thank you for taking the time to come on. And as I said, we're honoring our children. So, you know what? God is an awesome God, and he wants our children to be honored in today's time. So many of our children are losing their lives over foolishness, over foolishness. So today, we come to bless the children. We come to honor the children as never before. And you know what? God wants our children to be blessed. He said, let the children come to me. Look at those 1 and 3-year-olds that I told you about that I kept the other day. Oh, my God, they love the Bible. They love to sing, and they love to pray. So the Bible says in Psalms 34:11, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord, speaking to children. Proverbs 10:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son make a glad father, but a foolish son is heaviness to his mother. Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure and whether it be right. Proverbs 23:22, hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Ecclesiastes 12:1, children, remember now the days of your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when they shall say, I have no pleasure in them. Mark 7:10, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. So I thank God that our children are honoring their parents. He says in Ephesians 6:1-3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So we're thanking God that our children will be able to live long lives because we're going to teach them. You know, our children, they're not born just honoring you, parents. You have to teach them how to honor you. You have to teach them how to respect you. And I tell you what, if you're giving them life on a silver platter, they're not going to honor you. They'll be cursing you. They don't respect you if you give them everything they want. You let them have their way. Some people start from the cradle, just letting them have their way, do everything they want. You got to let them know that you can't just do anything you want to do. You can't just do have your way. There's too many people in the world for you to have your way. And I'll never forget this child in the school that I had. He was probably about 8 or 9. And if you told him no, he was going to fall in the floor and start howling and screaming. I said, get up from there. I had to talk to his parents. I said, if you allow that, he'll be a man still doing that. He said, I don't think he's going to do that as a man. I said, yes, ma'am. If you allow him to do it as a child, he's certainly going to do it all the way through adulthood unless somebody talks to him and stops him. We cannot allow our children to have their way. You know, God gave us duties also. He gave children duties that I just read to you, and he gave us duties. So our duties is to teach them in Deuteronomy 6:7, and thou shalt teach them diligently. You can't just say, do this, do that. No, you got to teach. Teach is different than telling. You got to get some, exert yourself, get up and teach them. Find creative ways to teach them. Now, don't just sit them in front of the TV and say, or take them to church and say, oh, well, Sunday school teacher is going to teach you. No, God commanded parents from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed. Deuteronomy 6:7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. What are you going to teach them? The laws and statutes of God. And shall talk of them when thou sittest in the house, and when thou walkest in the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou get up. So that sounds like all day to me. So when they're not in school on Saturday mornings, get them up, get them on their knees, get on there with them, pray with them. Then teach them to pray. Not just lay me down to sleep. No, teach them how to pray by the Spirit of God. Father God, I thank you. Father God, I acknowledge you. Also, we have to train. The Bible says train the children. Proverbs 22:6. Provide for the children. He said in 2 Corinthians 12:14, provide for the children. Behold, the third time I come to you, and I will not be a burdensome to you, for I seek not yours but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. So we got to make provisions for our children. To nurture the children, Ephesians 6:4, to control the children, 1 Timothy 3:4, to love the children, Titus 2:4. We have to correct our children. They're not to grow up like weeds. You know, weeds, we just cut them down. We're not to cut our children down with harsh remark or say ugly things to them or say mean things. I hear a lot of people say, the bookie man going to get you, the devil going to get you if you don't do this and do that. That's awful. That's ugly. That is cruel. No, you sit them down and say, listen, that 3 and 1-year-old I kept the other day, their parents have them so well trained that you could sit and talk to them and they understand. I would change the 1-year-old's diaper, and I had a little bag for him to put him in. I said, now go put your diaper in that bag. Don't you know he understood what I was saying? He put that diaper in that bag. Our children can understand from the womb. So teach them. Correct them. Proverbs 13:24, correct them. Proverbs 19:18, correct them. Proverbs 22:15, correct them. Proverbs 23:13, correct them. Withhold not correction from the child, but if thou beatest him with the rod, he won't die. Don't worry about the law. God already said, you do what I tell you, I take care of you, even if you go to jail. Doing what God said. Don't you know he's going to take care of you? He took care of Joseph in prison, and he ain't do nothing. Don't you know they put Daniel in the lion's den for praising God? But God shut the mouth of the lion. When the king came back in the next day, he said, Daniel, did your God save you? Daniel said, yes, he did. The mighty God saved me. So God will save you when you do what he tells you to do. They told Daniel and all the people, you are not to praise any God but this king. Daniel opened the window. He ain't doing anything. He said, well, okay, I'm going to go in the secret place and praise him. They want to know. He said, no. He opened the window. Three times a day he praised God. Now, they put him in the lion's den, but God saved him and kept him. And he know even if God let him perish, he was going to go straight before the Father. Instructions to children. So we have to instruct our children. We have to bring them up in the most holy faith. We have to train them. But first, you know what? Let God train us in the way we should go. And then we can train our children. It is almost closing time on Bible Storyland. I'm going to pray a prayer this morning for everyone. But first I'm going to pray a prayer from my Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book called Prayer for Your Seed. I'm going to pray over the children. It is Children's Day, and we're blessing our children today. We're giving God the glory. We're giving God the praise. And, you know, we're just thankful that the Most High God thinks of us. You know, he could have his mind in Africa or in some Zimbabwe, Barcelona, anywhere, Athens. He could have his mind on other people. But guess what? He got his mind on the whole world. He got the whole world in his hand. So as I pray this prayer, you pray silently along with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, for salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity for our children. We repent for the sins and iniquities of our past and present that may work against the lives of our children in a negative fashion. We call out our children by name. Let every hidden and secret snare, secret enemy operating behind the scenes in their lives be under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost, uncovered forever. We command every generational sin in our lives and the lives of our ancestors to disconnect from their heritage now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children's navels. The blessings and the curses shall flow to our children. Every demonic biblical cord is severed. All inheritances that rebelliously flow through our bloodline are cut off forever. All destiny devouring spirits are displaced by the destiny angel of the Lord. We walk in the authority that Jesus has given us over our children. We break the powers of peer pressure and ungodly association. Our children shall lead and not follow. So, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that our children shall not be permanently taken out by sickness, disease, accidents, incidents, or cares of this world. They shall live long, prosperous lives and serve you, Father God, eternally. This is the heritage of the seed, of our seed for 1,000 generations. Let these words be programmed in the heavens forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Up every family represented on Bible Storyland this morning. I thank you for being with us this morning, oh God. I thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, someone wants to say something. If you'll hold on just a minute, I'll allow you to come up. So, Father God, we bless and honor you this morning. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for what you're doing for the families on Bible Storyland. And, Father, we repent before you because we sin against the Most High God, but it is our intention to live righteous, holy lives. But we realize that without your divine intervention, we cannot live righteous, holy lives. So we are totally sold out and dependent upon you today as never before. So have your way today. We ask you to protect us as we go in, as we come out. We ask you, Lord, to heal our bodies, oh God, heal our minds, our emotions, oh God. And we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. All right, there's someone, 904-891. You wanted to say something this morning. Good morning.
Yes, hi, it's Donna. I just wanted to get a prayer for my son, David. He's taking an ACT this morning, and I just wanted to get a prayer for him.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Donna. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for a mother's request for her child. And, Father, you know not only her son is taking the ACT, but there are children all over the city, possibly all over the nation, that are taking the ACT this morning. But, Father, I thank you that he will pass them and get a top score, that he will make a top score. I thank you that her son is 10 times smarter than all of his friends, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. Alert his mind this morning as his mother pray while he's taking the test and his father pray while he's taking the test. I thank you, oh God, for removing all distractions from that room, all distractions from her son, in Jesus' name. All distractions, Father God. I thank you that the people who have prepared the test to be there for the children, they will be ready to go on time in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the prayers of the righteous going up for these children today who are taking the ACT in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for her son in the name of Jesus, getting his scores back and being excited that he got top score in Jesus' name. So we bless you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help those children to bring to remembrance what they've learned from the time they were born to now, in the name of Jesus, and to apply what they've learned to the test, oh God. Don't let them get stuck on any one question, but let them move through and come back to where they need, if they missed any question, to come back to it, oh God. Teach our children how to take tests, oh God. Teach our children, oh God, even if you have to do it like instantly, oh God, teach them how to take tests and how to pass them. I bind up fear from any of the children who are taking the test, especially David and Donna's child, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that he will pass the test. We decree and declare it so with a top score in Jesus' name. Remove all fear from all the children, oh God. Let them know that your presence is there. You are omnipresent. You are everywhere. You're in that room with them in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, I thank you that you will be honored today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. As I said before, I have to go to a funeral this morning. So I thank God for you all coming on. May God continually bless you. You know God loves you all so much. I mean God loves. You know what? Read John 3:16 about how much God loves you. Don't forget, when you hang up, read John 3:16 and find out how much God truly loves you. I love each of you. God loves you more. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I look forward to speaking to you again on Thursday at 5 p.m., boys to men, girls to ladies. And next Saturday is Senior Citizens Day. So tell everybody to call in. Love y'all. Have a blessed day.